One day, a man came to Mother Teresa's home for the dying in Calcutta to tell her that a Hindu family, a family of 8 children, had not eaten anything for several days. So immediately, Mother Teresa took enough rice for a meal and went to their house. She could see the hungry faces and the children with their bulging eyes. The Hindu mother took the rice from Mother Teresa's hands and left the house. And when the mother came back empty-handed a little later, Mother Teresa asked her, "Where did you go? What did you do?" And the mother answered, "They are hungry too." They were the people next door, a Muslim family with the same number of children to feed and no food to eat. Did God not choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith? A number of years ago, Calcutta experienced a great shortage of sugar. One day, a boy, about 4 years old, came to see Mother Teresa with his parents, and they brought a little small container of sugar. When they handed it to her, the little boy told Mother Teresa, "I have spent 3 days without eating any sugar. Take it. This is for your children." Mother Teresa said that little boy loved with an intense love. For did God not choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith? One day, a young Hindu couple came to see Mother Teresa, and they gave her a large amount of money. Mother Teresa asked them, "Where did you get so much money?" They answered, "We just got married 2 days ago. Before we got married, we decided not to celebrate the wedding, not to buy wedding clothes, not to have a reception, not to have a honeymoon. We wanted to give you the money we saved." Mother Teresa couldn't believe it, and she asked the couple, "How did you think to do such a thing?" "We love each other so much," the couple said, "that we wanted to share the joy of our love with those you serve." Did God not choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith? It was around 10 o'clock at night when the doorbell rang at the convent. Mother Teresa opened the door and found a man shivering from the cold. "Mother Teresa," he said, "I heard that you just received the Nobel Peace Prize. When I heard this, I decided to offer you something too. Here, you have it. This is what I collected today." It wasn't very much, but Mother Teresa said she was moved more by that gift than by the Nobel Prize. For did God not choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith? Why am I telling so many Mother Teresa stories today? Well, in the first place, I think that these stories illustrate perfectly what St. James is trying to tell us in today's second reading. God chose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him. I think that each of these stories is a story about someone whom the world considers poor, but who is obviously rich in faith and in love and in generosity and self-sacrifice. But there's another reason why I'm telling Mother Teresa stories today. Do you remember where you were exactly 18 years ago yesterday? On September the 5th, 1997? I remember that day very well. I remember where I was. I was a brand new baby priest. I was a young, skinny priest. And I just finished my first Friday communion calls to my homebound parishioners. And I was in the car heading back to the parish listening to the noontime news when I was shocked to hear on the radio that Mother Teresa had just died in Calcutta on first Friday, September the 5th, 1997. At 9:30 in the evening, that's just about 11 o'clock Minnesota time. And so yesterday was the feast of Blessed Mother Teresa, of Calcutta. Blessed Mother Teresa said, the poor are great, the poor are wonderful, the poor are very generous. They give us much more than we can give them. And in a Mother Teresa twist, for her, you can see by these stories, those who were physically poor, she considered rich. And many times she discovered that those who were materially rich were really very poor. Mother Teresa never experienced poverty until she came to the first world. Mother Teresa says there's different kinds of poverty. She says in the West, you have a different kind of poverty, a spiritual poverty. And Mother Teresa said that's far worse. People do not believe in God. They don't pray. They don't care for each other. She said, you have the poverty of people who are dissatisfied with what they have, who don't know how to suffer, who give into despair. This poverty of heart, she says, is often more difficult to relieve and to defeat. In the developed countries, she said, there's a poverty of intimacy, a poverty of spirit, a poverty of loneliness, a poverty of a lack of love. She said, your children, your husband, your wife, they don't hunger for bread. They don't need clothes. They don't need a house. She says, but are you sure that none of them feels alone or abandoned or neglected or in need of some affection? Mother Teresa says, that too is poverty. Mother Teresa said, if abortion becomes legalized in rich countries, those countries are truly the poorest in the world. Dear Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, whose feast day was yesterday, yeah, there are different kinds of poverty. She said, before God, we're all poor. Before God, we are all poor. Mother Teresa would say that we're the ones living in poverty. We're the ones who are poor. We're the ones who are so poor that sometimes we can't even hear the voice of God. We're the ones who are so poor that sometimes we're mute when we should be defending Him or singing God's praises. I'm the one who is poor and needy and hungry and thirsty for love and for intimacy and for affection. But the good news is, St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, the good news is that Jesus Christ, although he was rich, became poor, so that by his poverty we might become rich. There it is. Jesus, although he was rich, became poor so that by his poverty we might become rich. Jesus Christ became poor for my sake so that in my absolute poverty and need, we could be rich in the things that really matter. Rich in grace, rich in love, rich in generosity, rich in self-sacrifice, rich in faith. And hopefully, an heir to the kingdom that he promised to those who love him.